Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
By officiating the unproven theory that petroleum oil is a non-renewable fossil fuel, the oil companies were able to adjust the price accordingly, all the way into the peak oil scare that foretold the calamity of the world soon running out of oil, which further benefited the industry's oil pricing schemes. The wells never did go dry, and the ones once emptied filled back up. So the science we have today favors the abiotic theory over the fossil fuel theory, which is that oil is a natural, renewable component of our ecosystem. And we see this in our oceans, underwater methane lakes deep beneath the surface, with their own unique thriving ecosystems. And so the story changed from the world will soon run out of oil to the world will most certainly end if we don't stop using oil. And because nobody seems to know what science is anymore, and most people just do as they're told, the world is about to end for millions of people, and probably more, because our civilization is built upon fossil fuels, and the powers that be are turning them off. Winter is coming, and Germany is set to be very cold. Angela Merkel saved her political career by appeasing the anti-nuclear movement and shutting down Germany's nuclear power. Out of 17 plants, they have already shut down 11 and are still in the process of shutting down the rest, removing 25% of their power without anything to replace it, because their Green Deal turned out to be a failure. After all the hype, Germany's dependence on fossil fuel is at 76%, so they are temporarily switching back to coal and oil. But that's a real problem, because they've neglected their own fuel industry and become dependent upon Russia's. And the German government would rather have the country freeze to death than buy fuel from Russia. The German economy is based on highly innovative production, which requires a great deal of energy that they no longer produce. And so running out of fuel will quickly collapse the German economy, which will cause a tsunami of economic destruction throughout the EU and the world. And the German government is letting it happen. They could leave some nuclear plants online, but they still plan on shutting it all down by the end of this year to stay green. Some anti-carbon environmentalists are saying that nuclear power is the greenest option. And maybe that's true, but none of their schemes add up. So far, the green agenda has only successfully accomplished making people feel good about themselves while they destroy their own society. The EU and Britain are actually reverting back to burning wood as fuel and claim that it is carbon neutral, which is a lie. Societies have steadily evolved towards a cleaner, more efficient energy, starting from wood, the least clean and efficient, and moving to coal, followed by oil and gas. And now, nearly 40% of Europe's renewable energy is wood, which mostly comes from clear-cutting forests in the United States. This new Green Deal is a complete lie. It's just another part of the creepy elite's Great Reset. These elite bloodlines want a new cashless society, but one more like the Middle Ages, which for these spoiled inbreds is the good old days. And if they succeed, it looks like Germany will get there first. And in the midst of all this chaos, the German government is focused on allowing children age 14 and older to change their gender and first names without parental permission once a year for as often as they want. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
We'll be right back.
Wars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom. And pray for the children, and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones yet? Have you secured your copy? Get it fast, folks. We sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but you can still purchase it on Amazon and keep Alex Jones's new book at the top of the bestseller list. It's The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Get it on Amazon today. We don't like promoting Amazon, obviously, but it's nice in the culture wars to go onto Amazon, purchase the book there, and then watch it go to number one on the bestseller charts, which it has, but we got to keep it there. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have back in stock what was once the most popular toothpaste on the site. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is back at InfoWarsStore.com. This was my favorite toothpaste until we launched Super Coral whitening toothpaste, also fluoride-free, natural whitening with coral calcium. Good for healthy teeth and gums. This is the fresh mint with xylitol and essential oils. This is my go-to now for toothpaste, the Super Coral whitening toothpaste, but a close second is Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine and tea tree oil, both at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm assuming everybody listening to this right now brushes their teeth. So why not brush your teeth with the good guys by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and getting our great toothpaste? By the way, you're going to love the toothpaste. This isn't just something, oh, go buy a product that's not good, but you buy a product to support us. No, you're buying a great product. Our toothpaste is truly top-notch, folks. You're going to become an all-time user of our toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. Go make that first purchase today if you have not. Or go make a bulk purchase. Give some away to your friends. Give some away to your family so that they can become supporters as well with the great toothpaste we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, all the supplements, a lot of great deals there on the great supplements right now as well, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. All right, man, oh man, let's start playing some of these video clips that we have here. Joe Biden, his new Inflation Reduction Act turns out to be a giant lie. The Biden tax hikes would shrink the economy, kill tens of thousands of jobs, lower wages, and worsen inflation. That's what the researchers that have read the actual act have determined. And so Joe Biden lied. He lied about the bill, and he lied about not raising taxes on Americans in his campaign. And so here is a short clip put together showing you how Biden lied about not raising taxes.
Guarantee, a promise. I've never broken my word. Anyone anyone making less than $400,000 will not see one single penny in their tax raise.
President Biden breaking his promise not to raise taxes on the middle class.
The Senate Democrats look to fast-track a bill that multiple now nonpartisan experts say would raise taxes on nearly all Americans.
Give you my word as a Biden, no one making less than $400,000 a year will see a penny in their taxes raised.
The average tax rate for nearly every income bracket would increase.
I will not impose any tax increase on people making less than $400,000.
Taxes will rise by $16.7 billion in 2023 on Americans earning less than $200,000 a year.
No one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a single penny more in federal taxes.
Joe Biden has drawn the line at $400,000 a year. The committee does say it would raise taxes on people below that line.
Yeah, Joe Biden, he's a liar. Democrats, they're liars. They are the political corruption that this country needs to rid itself of. Even Obama said in, I think it was 2008 when he was campaigning, famously Obama said, you don't raise taxes during a time of inflation. You don't raise taxes during a time of recession. Funny, even Obama knew that. And now the Democrats are doing just that because they want to crush you. Don't you see? The Democrat Party is all about crushing you. Why do you think the poorest parts in America are all run by Democrats? Why do you think cities that are run by Democrats have the highest crime rates, the highest poverty rates, and the highest homelessness rates? It's by design. That's Democrat Party politics, to crush you. Because you're a bad human, don't you see? You're inherently bad because you're a human. You're inherently bad because you're an American. And so, therefore, Democrats are here to crush you. Get it? Better figure it out before they flatten us all. You're seeing it in real time. Let's stick with this clown administration. Let's go to Karine Jean-Pierre. Here she is trying to promote the monkeypox vaccine in clip 20 and just ends up embarrassing herself.
Really need them. And so if you think about the 737,000 and the 300,000 plus that we have put.
Yeah, she can't even talk. She can't even read off of her little pad that she has all of her answers on. Oh, boy, oh, boy. By the way, everybody knows that the monkeypox outbreak is a direct causation or a direct correlation to Gay Pride Month. Everybody knows it. They were having their gay orgies, and now there's a monkeypox outbreak. And they just say, hey, you know, don't stop having gay orgies. That's not your fault that you're spreading monkeypox. That's everyone else's fault. So they take the COVID approach and say, we've all got to be locked down. We've all got to respond. We've all got to get the monkeypox vaccines. Even though we know it's 99% of the cases are gay men having gay orgies. And then there's a couple children that, quote unquote, had contact with gay men. But, hey, they want you to be afraid of monkeypox. They want you to take that monkeypox vaccine. And then here's Karine Jean-Pierre embarrassing herself again, trying to make a joke about Joe Biden's second or third or fourth bout with COVID or whatever's going on with him, or he has cancer, dementia, you know. It's a whole thing. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre failing to make a joke.
There was a video of him yesterday FaceTiming with the folks, the veterans camping out on Capitol Hill. We haven't seen anything from him today. Can you give us a sense of how he's doing with having to go back into isolation, meaning he's frustrated, and how is he dealing with being away from the First Lady for as long as he can?
Well, the day's still young. You never know. Look, the president... just making a joke. Clearly, it was not funny. I will try harder next time to be more funny. Look, he is continuing to work from the residence. And I just want to share, as we all know, the president is fully vaccinated. He's fully, he's double boosted. He was on treatment for Paxlovid.
Nice.
And because of that.
Still has COVID, though. Our press secretary is a Cabbage Patch doll. Our press secretary is a Cabbage Patch doll. Our president apparently has cancer or dementia or permanent COVID or who knows. He's a joke. Kamala Harris is a cackling, bumbling idiot. We've got a clip of her fumbling her way through a public press address yesterday. We'll play that coming up. You've got multiple men in this administration that think they're women. And you've got a drunken, decrepit, reanimated corpse, Nancy Pelosi, flying around high on her own ego that could potentially start a larger conflict with China and is certainly spitting in the eye of China as her family makes millions of dollars in China and she does insider trading with computer chip and processor deals. Yeah, this country is in big trouble with the Democrat Party, not just in power, but existing. The very ideology of modern-day liberalism is a threat to all things that are pro-human, pro-freedom, pro-reality, pro-truth, and are all things good. The Democrat Party and modern-day liberalism is a threat to all things good.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Yesterday, let me just read to you what was on the ballot, and you tell me if you have any frickin' clue what you're voting for after I read this. So yes or no question on the ballot in Kansas last night. Subsection 22, if you voted in Kansas, regulation of abortion. Because Kansans value both women and children, the Constitution of the state of Kansas does not require a government funding of abortion and does not create or secure a right to abortion. To the extent permitted by the Constitution of the United States, the people, through their elected state representatives and state senators, may pass laws regarding abortion, including but not limited to laws that account for circumstances of pregnancy resulting from rape or incest, or circumstances of necessity to save the life of the mother. Yes or no? Do you have any idea what you're voting on? Do you know what a yes or a no vote means in that situation? I can't make any sense of it. And by the way, this is what our politicians do to us all the time. Whoever writes these things on the ballot, I don't get it. Unless the idea is to intentionally deceive the voter, I don't know why they word it like this. And really, I mean, look, I know how corrupt our politicians are. I know how deceiving and backstabbing and how much resent they hold for the American voter in their heart. But why would you want something so confusing on the ballot if you're trying to get people to vote a certain way and now they don't even know which way they're voting? Did any of that make sense to you? I almost want to just open up the phone lines to people in Kansas and say, Do you think you voted right on this issue? Do you even know what a yes or a no on this even means? But here's why I'm pretty confident this was written by liberals, because they play a standard game here that pollsters play, or that people that make online polls play, or that people that write these short essays that you have to go vote for that don't make any sense. So they say, because Kansans value both women and children, right out of the gate. So that's all you're going to remember out of the gates. Oh, I value women and children. And then what is the last thing? Save the life of the mother. Now, what do you think people are going to do? Are they going to vote yes or no when all they're going to comprehend from that is value women and children, save the life of a mother? How do you think they're going to vote? Yes or no? That's all they could comprehend from this gobbledygook that's on the ballot in Kansas. Of course they're going to vote yes. Now, I don't even remember, because I just read it again on air. You vote yes, you vote no. I don't have a freaking clue what you just voted for. But guys, pull it up for me so I can make sure I'm accurate here. I believe it was yes that won. It was like 60-40, I think, in Kansas last night. Would you guys find that for me and pull that up? Kansas is a conservative state, usually a red state. I mean, as long as you're not in, I guess, where are the college towns there? It's like Manhattan and where's the other college town? I can't remember. So it actually ends up being no that wins. Now, see, that surprises me. I'd think that the trickery of the wording there would get people to vote yes. But maybe they were so confused by the trickery, they thought they were being tricked, so they voted no. I can't tell you after reading that whether a yes or a no is pro-abortion or anti-abortion or anything. It doesn't make any sense. But no wins, and they say, see, people love abortion in Kansas. See, it proves people love abortion. I don't think people even knew what they were voting for. And by the way, I believe there was more evidence of that last night when you look at some of these results. Most of the people that go to vote probably have no frickin' clue what they're voting for. I would say half the people that go vote don't know who's running, don't know what's on the ballot. They just go vote and just fill it out. And that's part of the problem here. And quite frankly, that's what politicians from both parties know. And that's why there's so much corruption, because they know the average American voter is ignorant. And so that's why they run all kinds of deceptive ads and propaganda to trick them and to pull at their emotional heartstrings, knowing that this ignorant voter is going to go in there, but it's going to remember maybe one ad or maybe one thing that tugged at their emotional heartstrings. Maybe that's abortion, maybe it's something else, and then they're going to go vote, and they don't even know what they're voting for. And that's a big problem that we have, is ignorant voters. But you're not allowed to talk about... Hey, should you have to be informed to go vote? Should you be able to read to go vote? Should you even know who or what you're voting for to go vote? You're not allowed to do that. That's considered racist. And then when you realize all the other things that the American left and the Democrat Party has done to our country under the guise of fighting racism that's been so damaging, maybe you go back and reevaluate that. Maybe you do. Now, I said I would play this Kamala Harris clip, so let's go it now. Here's Kamala Harris on a Zoom call addressing some young Americans, or I don't know. I mean, this woman is so pathetic. This woman is such a joke. The Democrats think, well, Joe Biden isn't really a good thing, so let's get rid of him. But then they see who's in the depth chart behind him, and it's Kamala Harris, and they say, whoa, actually, never mind. We'll stick with Joe Biden. Imagine that. You're so abysmal. You're such a joke that the Democrats would rather have Joe Biden remain in power with the lowest approval ratings of all time than go to Kamala Harris, who has the lowest vice presidential approval ratings of our time. Here's the latest embarrassment from Kamala Harris in clip 23.
Hey, everybody! Hi.
That's the vice president.
Well, can we give it up for the first, second gentleman of the United States of America?
Look at all the lemmings.
I'm going to talk about my husband for a second. My husband. I love my husband.
What?
But let me tell you, one of the things that has been so wonderful to see about who we are as Democrats and who Joe Biden is, when he said, I know that a woman can be vice president, right, is that with that came another history-making event, which is there is now not a second lady, but a second gentleman. And what that means, let's think about it, because I'm going to talk for a moment, in a moment, about what we stand for as Democrats.
Oh.
And a lot of what we stand for, if you want to step back and think about
higher taxes, communism, killing babies, open borders.
The possibilities. We as Democrats have an ability to see what is possible, what can be, unburdened by what has been.
No, you are the burden. You literally are the burden on human potential. You are the governor on human possibilities. Have you noticed, why do Democrat women always talk differently depending on their crowds? Have you noticed that? AOC does it. Hillary Clinton does it. Kamala Harris does it. Even Amy Klobuchar has done it. Rashida Tlaib, why do they have different ways of talking depending on who they're talking to? Have you noticed that? They have different ways of speaking, and because they're frauds and they're phonies. So they hide behind changing the way they speak.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. You push them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, if you really want to see how evil the current establishment is, if you really want to see how evil the Democrat Party is, I just encourage people, just get a little politically active. That's all you got to do. Just get a little politically active. Here's an example. The Loudoun County parents that go to the school board meetings, what happens to them? Democrats call them domestic terrorists, show up at their houses, threaten them. Boy, that didn't take much, did it? They just showed up at a school board meeting. Next thing you know, Democrats call them domestic terrorists. So that's why I'm always encouraging people to just find your own outlet, find your own way to get involved, find your own way to get active. It's not going to be media for all people. It's not going to be school boards or running for office for all people. Might not be activism for all people. But find your lane, find your role, and just get a little politically active. You got to. America's in trouble right now. Freedom is in trouble right now. Our way of life is in trouble right now. Just get a little politically active. Just take a single political action, and you're going to find out real quick how evil the American left is. They are going to come after you, and you're going to be stunned. It is going to be a major awakening process. And that's what the case has been for a lot of Americans that have just gotten a little politically active. Maybe they go to a school board meeting. Maybe they go to a city council meeting. Maybe they run for office. Maybe they start a podcast. And then what happens? All of a sudden, you've got this massive group of liberals and leftists coming after you trying to destroy your life. And then you realize, wow, we really are dealing with serious political corruption and evil in this country. And, you know, here's just another example. Steele dossier accused Trump associate of trying to buy Russian oil shares, actually bought by Hunter Biden-linked firm. And I've talked about this before, how the entire Trump-Russia collusion narrative, which was made up and written by Hillary Clinton and her campaign, might have originally been targeting Joe Biden. And all the narratives about the hookers and the bank deals were actually all meant to target the Bidens, because it really all came up during the presidential primaries of 2016. And it was Hillary Clinton trying to remove Joe Biden from the process. And it worked. And they ran a hit piece on Biden in the New York Times late in 2015 or early 2016. I can't remember. They ran the hit piece talking about Biden and his connections to Russia and his son's connections to Russia. Just a little blurb in the New York Times, kind of just a little threat. Little threat from the Clintons, letting the Bidens know, we'll come after you with the long knives. We know what you and Hunter are up to in Russia. We know about the hookers and everything. So the Biden said, okay, we don't want any of this. We'll back out. Hillary, it's yours. And then all Hillary's team had to do was replace the name Hunter Biden with Donald Trump, and they all ran with it. So I'm not of the firm belief that all the Russian collusion bullcrap that came from the Clinton campaign about Trump was meant for Hunter Biden. But I am certainly curious if that is not the true origin story. And when you see this, it adds a little more confidence in my belief that the entire Russian collusion story was actually about the Bidens and not Trump. So, yeah, oh, it was Donald Trump was doing business with this bank. Donald Trump was doing business with this Russian oil firm. No, it was actually Hunter Biden with the bank accounts, with the Russian oil firms, with the mayor of Moscow caught human trafficking. That's the Bidens. So there it is, just yet again, every dang time. Every single frickin' time, man. All right, let's do this. This is an odd one here. Donald Trump, Bedminster Golf Course, hosts the Live Golf Tour. And there's a bunch of kerfuffle about this right now. The Saudi Arabians basically buying professional golf. And all these golfers are going over there because they make a lot more money. And basically, the Live Golf Tour has come up so fast now, it's competitive with the top professional golf tour in the world for years, the PGA. And so Trump has the Live event at his golf course. And by the way, these Live events seem to be like the most fun events. Everybody's loving it. They embrace tradition. They embrace American culture and freedom and everything. You don't really get that as much as the PGA. They got to be a little more politically correct after all. So there's these Trump chants that break out, four more years chants that break out, F Joe Biden chants, let's go Brandon chants, Tucker Carlson shows up, Marjorie Taylor Greene shows up, I think maybe even Matt Gaetz made an appearance, Trump's driving around giving funny comments to the media, and this just enrages liberals. I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you, and you know, I try to be a little more, you know, InfoWars has to be the voice of urgency in all of this. We just have to be. As the people that hit the front lines and hit the barbed wire first, we have to be the voice of urgency, and that's legitimate. That's real. But see, I realize something, and this is why a lot of times I like to back off and chill out and relax. The Democrats and the liberal left hate more than anything else you having fun. The Democrats and the liberal left hate more than anything else you enjoying life. That is their ultimate pet peeve. When they see Americans enjoying life, when they see conservatives and Christians enjoying life, it boils their insides like you can't even imagine. And yeah, that's what you get. That's video compilation you have on the screen right now. Do you want to know why liberals are so angry and raging all the time? Because they hate seeing you enjoy life. They hate life. They're miserable. They want you to be miserable with them. So when they see Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson and Marjorie Taylor Greene and a giant golf tour having fun, having drinks, having fun chants, having laughs, they are enraged. So a lot of times I just like to back off and say, hey, you know what? Let's have some fun. We're all on this planet together. We're all in this crazy world together. There's a lot bigger things than us out here. Sure, we like life. We like freedom. We like prosperity. We're going to battle politically to ensure all that against the Democrat plan to destroy us. But so now, all of a sudden, funded by both Republicans and Democrats, they're running anti-Trump ads because he has the Saudi Arabian golf tour at his golf course. So now this ad is going around television. All of a sudden, Saudi Arabia's involvement in 9/11 is a big issue to our establishment and to Democrats and Republicans. They never seemed to care before, but now they're running this ad against Donald Trump in clip 27.
Others were murdered on 9/11.
I live every single day without my father.
FBI files show the Saudi government was involved.
This golf tournament is taking place 50 miles from ground zero.
It's disgusting.
Worse than a slap in the face.
You're taking money from an evil regime.
These are 3,000 Americans that were killed on American soil.
How much money to turn your back on your own country?
$200 million? Sure. I'll forget about their atrocities.
I'm never going to forget, never going to forgive the golfers for taking this blood money.
So that's a 9/11 justice thing that's sadly now being used as a political weapon against Donald Trump. Really sad. But, oh, when it came out that it was Saudi Arabians, I mean, who knows the truth about 9/11? I mean, you know, 10 passports or whatever, 10 IDs of Saudi Arabians on top of a mountain of rubble and molten lava, perfectly preserved for the investigation to take place. If you believe that, okay. So they say Saudi Arabians did it, Saudi Arabian government do it. But now it's a golf tournament more than 20 years afterwards, and that's what you're upset about? Not the weapons that we've been sending to Saudi Arabia for years. Not the deals that we've been cutting with Saudi Arabia for years, Democrats and Republicans both. Not the Saudi Arabians destroying Yemen with the weapons that we give them. No, 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 no. None of that's a problem. Now that Donald Trump has a golf tournament. Donald Trump has a golf tournament at his course from a Saudi Arabian golf league. And now all of a sudden, Saudi Arabia's involvement in 9/11 is a big deal. And now we're going to run national ads about it and to demonize Donald Trump. These people are such phonies. It just makes me sick. I can't wait till we rid ourselves of these phonies. The world.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Gentlemen, I have to remind you about PrepareToday.com. I'm seeing more videos than ever, and I'm getting these messages from people that work in agriculture and farming saying, hey, our price to pay here is quadrupling since Biden got in, and those prices have not really hit the market yet. Food prices are still expected to double in the next year, and that's just what's going to be available on the shelves. So, we've warned about this. We saw the coming supply chain issues. It's all part of a globalist World Economic Forum Democrat agenda to starve you out and make you poor and then force you into the massive city civic center super cities like in Judge Dredd. And that'll be the only place where you can get access to food or water or air conditioning or heat in the winter. Now, we may not ever get to that dark place where the Democrats and the globalists want to take us, but that's the course we're on right now. So I suggest you go to preparetoday.com and prepare yourself, folks. Get the emergency food supplies, get the emergency water supplies, get all the emergency supplies at preparetoday.com. So if we reach that dark place, you won't be forced to go in to these globalist ghetto dens in order to survive. Because that's going to be the last thing you want, because that's going to lead to serfdom and slavery. And that's where this globalist plan goes. And then, of course, just depopulation by illegitimate rule. Too many humans on the planet, you're consuming too much energy, you've just got to die. But if you can be independent in this coming globalist Democrat agenda, then you might be able to survive it. So let's hope it doesn't get there. But in case it does, you're going to want to have emergency food supplies. Go to preparetoday.com and get yourself prepared. All right. Quickly, I am going to be hosting the War Room coming up. I intend to take a lot of phone calls on the War Room today. We haven't taken too many phone calls this week, so I'll be taking a lot of phone calls coming up on the War Room. Another great video at band.video from Badass Uncle Sam. XL pipeline worker reveals how gun-toting feds forced his team to abandon job site, and how serious and scary it was, that situation. You can find that on Badass Uncle Sam's channel on band.video. And so, here's the truth. A lot of Americans are suffering because of the inflation. A lot of Americans are suffering because their jobs have just been shut down or nulled and void by our politicians, by Democrat Party policy, whether it's shutting down the oil sector, energy sector, or whether it's just all the COVID madness that's never going to go back to normal. People are struggling. But, oh, Whoopi Goldberg, she thinks she's got it out. This is one of the dumbest people in the history of television. She thinks she's got it all figured out why people are struggling so much in clip 22.
Slam on young people. But if you have worked your behind off, you've tried to move yourself up the ladder. You talk about people can't get gas, they can't buy food, they can't put their children through any kind of college. That's because they're paying off these freaking student debt.
So, oh, everything's student loans. Everything is student loan debts. That's the problem. Now, folks, as somebody who did have, right on the verge of six-figure student loan debt, they actually make these things extremely manageable. I mean, you can be like $100,000 in student loan debt, and you can get it down to like paying less than $100 a month. And you can even defer the payments as long as you want. Now, the whole thing is a scam. Don't get me wrong. College degrees, about 90% of them are totally worthless. The entire university system now is 90% just indoctrination. But to sit here and act like college student loan debt is the reason why people are struggling in the economy is absurd. And again, it just shows how out of touch with reality Whoopi Goldberg is. I'm not sure she's ever had a take on that show that's grounded in reality at all. Everybody knows, again, it's being in student loan debt sucks. Don't get me wrong. But you can defer them. You can get your payments down as low as possible. It's not student loan debt that is crushing this country economically. It's not even on the radar map. But notice what she mentioned before she blamed it on student loan debt. She said food prices going up, energy prices going up, gas prices going up. Oh, well, what's that the result of? Democrat Party policy that liberals like Whoopi Goldberg vote for. By the way, do you think Whoopi Goldberg ever had to worry about student loan debt? Do you think any of Whoopi Goldberg's family, if she has it, would ever have to worry about student loan debt? Of course not. She's got millions of dollars. But she's going to tell you why you're struggling financially as she votes for all the policies that cause you to struggle financially, and then goes on TV like the arrogant bimbo that she is, pretending like she cares about you, pretending like she has any clue what's going on in your life. It's really pathetic that The View is still on television, isn't it? That show should have been canceled years ago. I just can't get off of this. It's stuck in my crawl now. The thing that separates InfoWars from everybody else, and I don't know if it's the actual ability to have foresight accurately, like a great chess player would have, but in the political realm, or as it's just that we're willing to go there, we're willing to open those gateways in our mind, and we're willing to broadcast what we find here on the air. So just like InfoWars, sadly, has predicted all the bad things that have happened because of Democrat policy, Republican policy, globalist policy, World Economic Forum, Build Back Better, Great Reset policy, just like we've been able to predict all the bad things that would come of that, which is easy enough, it's just a cause and effect, but we can have that foresight, we can broadcast that, knowing that what the plans are. I can do the same thing with good. Like, I can see how the world can be a better place just like that. Just like we can see all the things that are causing America to become a worse place, just like we can see all the things that are causing the world to become a worse place, I can see all the things that would cause the world to be a better place. And that's what's so frustrating in my head, and maybe there needs to be a change of operational thought process in my head where we've already shown you all the bad things. We've already shown you what's going to happen. We've already shown you where it's all going. Maybe we change our vision of foresight to the good of the future, the potential good of the future, instead of the potential bad that we've already now experienced. I mean, we're living in the Alex Jones world. We're living in the New World Order. We're living in everything Alex Jones said coming true now. That's why he's battling for his life right now. See how that works? But see, I can see what could be happened. I can see what could happen that would cause things to be better. You get the view off of television indoctrinating women that watch it every day. Do you have any idea how much better this country would be? That's just like a fraction of the good. If people in America understood the true history of the Democrat Party, if people in America understood the true policies of the Democrat Party, they would not vote for them anymore. If people understood that tuning into The View, you're getting a sewer rot of intellect, they wouldn't tune in. They wouldn't have any influence. If people knew that CNN and MSNBC and all these people were literally fake news, they wouldn't tune in. They wouldn't have that influence, and the world would actually be a better place. And that's what's so frustrating. And I was talking about this to Alex Stein last night, how we can get along with liberals, even if they hate our guts. We can disagree vehemently. And at the end of the day, still want to break bread and accept that we're still all humans on this planet sharing this experience together. They don't have that same sentiment. They hate you. They want you dead and gone. But see, that's what's so frustrating is I just realize that it's their policies that are destroying us. I just realize that it's their ideology that's in the way. And if we got rid of it, it wouldn't be a problem. Common sense stuff like lowering taxes, common sense stuff like having a border, common sense stuff like going after real criminals and making sure that they can't get back out to commit violent crimes again. Common sense stuff like a good guy with a gun stops the bad guy with a gun. Common sense stuff that the liberal American Democrat left has completely removed from the conversation and demonized as an ideology. All common sense stuff. The Democrats destroying the nuclear family. The Democrats destroying the major inner cities. And I just can see the world without any of it. I can see America without any of it. I can see the world and America without any more Democrat policy, without any more liberal influence. And I mean, folks, it's the most prosperous society that you've ever imagined. We'll actually have innovation. We'll actually have new engineering. We'll actually have new sources of energy. We'll actually lower the poverty rates, lower the crime rates, all of it. And it's just these damn Democrats and these damn liberals and these damn globalists standing in our way because they hate you. I don't have hate for them. I want us all to experience what the world can be. But they're sitting there like the little devil's minions that they are, wanting to destroy humanity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.